The first annual TREAT, which stands for Troy Reads Every August Together, will be this Sunday at Riverfront Park in downtown Troy. Author Colleen Murtaugh-Parator will tell us about the event and her new book, The Big Book About Being Big, which will be read among the group out loud. Colleen will tell us about the book, which reviewers have compared to Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss, which is very cool. She's also working with adult writers for a new 8-week writers workshop, Right On, beginning September 18th. The first annual TREAT will be held this Sunday, August 25th, from 3 to 4, Riverfront Park in Troy. Colleen is here, an award-winning author, 22 books and counting. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. It's really nice to be back with you.
Great to have you on the program. Love having you here. It's very nice to have you back and to talk about this event. So this is the first annual. How did this come about?
Yes. It's actually something I've been doing on a small scale in inner city parks in Troy for the last 10 years.
So now you're finally telling people about it.
And making it big. We're making it big. We're bringing Troy Reads Every August Together. The acronym is TREAT. It's going to be in Riverfront Park, as you said, this Sunday, 3 to 4. So if anybody has been to Rockin' on the River or the Troy Pig Out, that's the space it's in.
Yep.
And every young person who comes is going to get a free autographed copy of the new picture book, The Big Book About Being Big. We've had some very generous sponsors, Pioneer Bank and Morgan Linen Service and UHY Advisors and Medtronic Foundation and a lot of philanthropists and friends. And every child is going to be greeted by a volunteer. Most of the volunteers are retired teachers, librarians, personal friends of mine, friends of my belated mothers. They're all going to be in bright yellow TREAT t-shirts. They're going to welcome every child like a rock star, give each child an autographed copy of the book, and then other volunteers are going to escort the young people and whoever brought them to the stadium seating, so folks can bring blankets or chairs or just sit on the stadium seating steps. And when I get a sense that most people have assembled, we will all read the book out loud together, The Big Book About Being Big. So we can all experience how fun it is to own a book and read a book. And then I will invite people to talk about it.
All right. So core audience, the perfect age for The Big Book about Being Big is what?
I would say any child who is happy to have a book read to him or her,
yeah,
or any child who can read a book him or herself. I'm getting requests for school visits from elementary schools and middle schools all over the country because the book talks about when you were little, you wanted to be big. You know, big enough to ride that, reach that, go here, play here. What about now? Are you big yet? And some people think big is measured in weight or years or inches. Others think big is how rich you are or where you live or how much stuff you own. Those people are wrong. Big is bigger than that. Big is more. Big is being bright. Big is being kind. Big is being imaginative. Big is being the biggest you that you can be. And it goes on like that, suggesting other ways to be big. Big healthy, a big friend to the earth, a big active member of your city, state, or country, city, state, or world. And so that's a kind of a bigger concept that more like middle school and high school and grown-ups might think about.
So I like the idea that you get them all together and you read it. So you read it aloud together.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will be, it's in unison, right? We'll
yes,
all be reading
exactly.
The book. Well, that's exciting. That's fun.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to encourage them to quote unquote book chat, which is what folks like you and I who read books when we're with other people who like to read books, we talk about them.
And what are where would you like to see that conversation go? I mean, you mentioned just some big topics a moment ago, but where would you like to see that conversation go?
I would like it to go anywhere a child wants to take it. An adult might say, how could we be big healthy? And maybe the young person will say, eat vegetables or go for a walk. Or someone might say, how could you be a big friend to the earth? I don't know, maybe plant a tree, maybe recycle. So just a little bit of light conversation. In the back of the book, in the back matter, there are suggested ways to be big in all the categories in the book.
Yeah.
And but I want that to all be fun and conversational. There's no wrong answer. It's a conversation about how you can be big. And then, and this whole thing is only going to take about a half an hour. It starts exactly at 3, so I encourage people to get there at 2:45 to get their free book and get a seat. We're going to read the book, and then we'll talk about the book. And then right about 3:30, the ding-a-ling of the ice cream truck ought to be sounding. And the Mr. Ding-a-ling ice cream truck will pull up, and Stewart's will be there. And there will be several different choices of free frozen treats for the young people and the grown-ups.
Very nice. So I mentioned the number of books there, but as far as writing for kids, this has been something you've been doing for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing books for a little bit older, and, mm-hmm. and this is more of a for a little bit younger audience, right?
Well, they call it a nonfiction picture book, which
okay.
is sort of a growing genre. And this is a new publisher for me, Source Books. Really fabulous publisher.
Oh, they're great.
They're really awesome.
Yeah.
Love working with
very
them.
Very colorful.
And they're very excited about the book. And yeah, so I don't like to put an age on it. Anyone who likes to sit on a lap and hear a book, or anyone who can read a book, or anyone who wants to have a conversation about it.
Yeah. When so then I also want to talk about the session that you're having come September of helping people write. And
yeah.
this is a writer's workshop,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Write On.
I changed the name already,
it's
Joe.
It's called Dear Writer.
It's called Dear Writer now. That's the writer in me. I will edit until the moment I'm put in the ground.
I saw on one sheet I had it as Write On. The other one I had it as Dear Writer, and I figured, well, I'll take... Well, you corrected it. It's all fine. So, Dear Writer, how did
yes.
it come about?
That is actually the working title for my opus on writing, which I have been working on for about 25 years. And so I just decided to use that title as the name of the workshop, because my whole belief is that you can't really teach somebody how to write. I mean, you can teach things like structure and grammar and outlines and such. My gift as a teacher is to inspire. And I've been teaching writing workshops throughout the country for the last 15 years. This is my 15th year as a published author. And what I do is focus on whoever's sitting in front of me or whoever's around the table. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And how can I help move you forward?
So best case scenario, you have how many people in this group?
Maximum is going to be 14.
Yeah. And that's a good number, right? You
yes.
can work with that.
Yes.
And with the 14 people, you'll sit down and this will go over 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
And
Wednesday nights, 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. And then I assume something different every week, right? You'll be looking at something
yes.
else different.
Yes.
And homework? Mm-hmm. Do we have homework?
Yes. Absolutely, there will
yeah.
be. And
okay.
it's all going to be based on who's there and where the energy is and what goals people have.
Did you do something like this when you were starting out?
I
mean, take a workshop?
I did. Many of them. Because every teacher is different. You get
right.
something from everybody, just like every author is different.
Sure. And how do you think your, I guess I'm interested in your style and your approach of how you look at it and say, as you say, it's hard to teach somebody how to be creative, how to write, but you can certainly help them dig and find things that they have to say.
And get over the fear that they really aren't writers. My belief is if someone, like I was just talking with, I actually started a foundation yesterday called TREAT, a nonprofit foundation, Troy Reads Every August Together, because I wanted to create an umbrella for many things I want to do out of the city of Troy that promote reading and literacy. There'll be a new writing contest, there'll be a mentoring program, there'll be a scholarship program. And anyway, I was talking with a manager from Pioneer, and she saw the flyer, and she asked me about it, and she said, you know, I used to write poetry a long time ago. I've never really tried to get it published. Would I fit in? Absolutely would fit in.
Yeah.
Absolutely would fit in.
And you think of yourself from reading the brochure, you think of yourself as a coach. That should be your role as a coach.
I do. I actually also have a private coaching business called ABC, a book coach for you. A lot of very, very smart people with fabulous backgrounds and ideas are very nervous about getting it wrong or not framing it right, and they're very critical of themselves. Someone will bring in a first chapter, and I'll kind of shine a light on what I think is going really well, and they'll come back the next week, and they have completely rewritten the chapter in not a really good way,
yeah.
Because they have that sort of didactic model in their head of being in graduate school or something and wanting to please the teacher to get an A.
Right.
And I want to free people from that. I want to just sit down, draw a big heart on a paper, and fill that heart with everything you love. Everything, people, places, things, feelings, sports, colors. Now circle whatever is sparking from you and write from there.
And that could change any given day, right?
Exactly. Except I do that same thing in every school I go into in America, every library, every conference I do. I do the same thing. I'll say, draw a circle on a piece of paper and fill it with words, everything you love. And I do that same practice every time I teach that. And every time, some same things come out.
Mm.
There are certain core things that if you open up your heart enough and shut off the judgy editor in your mind and just let out what comes out. My most famous novel, The Wedding Planner's Daughter, it is now sold 750,000 copies, 7 different languages, twice optioned for movies. It's about a girl who wishes she had a father, wishes she had a good relationship with a father. That's in me. That's from me. Mm-hmm. She's somebody who wants to be a writer someday. That's me. She's someone who loves candy. She loves the ocean. She loves books. She wants to make the world a better place. All things that are in me, in myself. So I want to help people draw out those sparking things inside them that are really directing them where to go with their writing.
So not to lead the jury here, but the idea of the old adage of write what you know.
Yes.
But the difference from that adage to what you're saying is that we all know a lot, perhaps, but the thing that sparks, the thing that really jumps off
Joe.
The page is
exactly
culling from that large list.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially in adult writing workshops, I'll have people starting to cry, and they'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I cry." But you know what? Robert Frost said, "No tears for the writer, no tears for the reader. No surprise for the writer, no surprise for the reader." And I take that to mean the books that really move people and stick with people have struck an emotional chord in you.
Right. And you have to, so I know I ask this question a lot of writers about the point of when they're writing about something difficult, do you write it as a therapy to work through it, or do you have to get through it before you can write about it? And I've received probably 3 million different answers.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question my way. So I had a story to tell about my childhood growing up in a really frightening alcoholic home.
Yeah.
And I went, got my bachelor's degree, master's degree in English, wrote a lot of stuff, did a lot of writing. Had several picture books published, had a novel published, and then decided I was ready to write that autobiographical story. And I was at a writing conference, and Chris Crutcher, a really well-respected YA author, was there. And I went up and I said, "Chris, I want to write about that. Do I write it as memoir? Do I write it as how it really happened? Or do I wait till I can cast it into fiction?" He said, "Wait." And it took about 12 years for me to grow in my craft and to distance myself enough from having lived that to create fiction. That's called Dream Sleeves. It's with Simon and Schuster.
And I've heard that described as that's the obsession, that's the fire that says, okay, not that you want to write it, that you have to write it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the book to write.
Well, you've got a lot going on. Dear Writer is the Writer's Workshop. It's 8 weeks of inspiration, coaching, and encouragement. It takes a place on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:30. And folks can find out more by going to your website, which is ColleenParator.com. And we'll have that link on our website
Thank you, Joe. So people can
figure that out. Then the first annual treat, Troy Reads Every August Together, will be held August 25th, 2019 from 3 to 4, Riverfront Park, downtown Troy, ColleenParator.com. Thank you very much.
Joe, thank you.
Always
a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.